Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God, our Heavenly Father, through our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ. Our sermon text for today is the gospel lesson appointed for the sixth Sunday in Easter. I read to you from John 14, verses 15 through 21. Jesus says, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. In that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him." Thus far the text. I invite you to bow your heads with me in prayer. Gracious God, you again come to us and reveal the truth of who you are. You are a God who never leaves us. We praise your name for this, and we ask, dear God, that you bless us now with your word. Help us to receive it, to understand it, and especially to believe it. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus our Lord, friends, we're a people of God. Echoing last week's sermon, we're living stones built up upon the true cornerstone who is Christ Jesus, our risen Lord and our Redeemer. We draw wisdom from him, and we are guided by his scriptures. And all this comes to us because we understand his love. Now, Jesus said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." That's a pretty tall order, especially of those words, "if you love me." We're put on the spot, so to speak. We find ourselves feeling kind of like the Apostle Peter did so long ago. Remember how in the resurrection Jesus came to him on that beach and said, "Do you love me?" That question surely must have taken Simon Peter aback. Especially after he had denied even knowing Jesus just a few short days earlier, on that night when Jesus was betrayed and Judas by Judas and he was arrested and then hung on the cross. Do you love me? Jesus asked Simon Peter that question three times, even back to back. A question that still lands on our own hearts. How do we answer that? If we dig deep into our souls and look at even our own sinful natures, we're humbled by those words. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. How can we love Jesus? How can we keep his commandments? We love ourselves over God, and we choose to keep our own commandments instead of his. And yet our Lord holds us so close to his side. And he causes us to well up and cry out with Peter, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Those words recorded in John 21:17 remind us of our relationship with him. The truth of God's relationship with us. That truth that gives us comfort. Those words can't leave our lips. We can't say, "You know our hearts, you know we love you," unless we have that relationship with him already. Faith says, "I will cry to God Most High, to God who accomplishes all things for me." Psalm 57:2. Faith says, "I'm Jesus' little lamb. I'm Jesus' little lamb." Have you ever sung that song? Have you ever heard of that hymn? "I am Jesus' little lamb, ever glad at heart I am, for my shepherd gently guides me, knows my need and well provides me, loves me every day the same, even calls me by name. That hymn's in our Lutheran service books, by the way, hymn 740, and that's that first verse even, just that first verse says it all so well. Our shepherd gently guides us all in his love. Faith reminds us that we're constantly being guided from sin and led to salvation. The 23rd Psalm, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. The rod being our correction and our defense, and the staff being our rescue, the former the law, the latter the gospel. But we're not just being guided, we're not just being saved, we're being led. Our Lord is helping us to accomplish that new law that he himself gave us, the one that's recorded for us in John 13:34, where Jesus says, "A new commandment I give you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another." Jesus leads us to be as he is. He leads us to be filled with compassion and makes us willing to love others as he himself loves us, accompanying us as we go. Jesus never leaves us alone. Those words of comfort are recorded for our sake in the last verse of the chapter, the last verse of the last chapter of Matthew's account of the gospel. There Jesus says, "Lo, or behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." We're not alone, and we believe that. I see that in the day-to-day functioning of our congregation, this church body to which we belong. We confess that we're redeemed, and we take comfort in the resurrection, especially if we were to gather around a casket of someone whom we love. Those promises and those words of comfort offer us something that is otherwise impossible by worldly standards. We stand with Job, knowing that even after our skin has been destroyed, yet from our flesh we shall see God. Job 19:26. But with a giant confession like that on our hearts, even in the face of death, with a giant confession like that, let us not become little gnats when it comes to professing that same faith to our neighbors. Loving our neighbor includes wanting to have them beside us in the kingdom of heaven for all eternity. So it is therefore just a simple jump from confessing our faith before God to confessing our faith before our neighbors. We can say what we believe. We don't have to fear because God's got this. His spirit of truth is with us, and he's urging us to get out and say something for the sake of our neighbor. Itching even, so to speak, to get out and minister to the world more than an extrovert who's been locked up in his house with this COVID-19 thing and not able to get out at all for the last 2 months. He's really anxious to proclaim what it is that God proclaims, this Holy Spirit. And he's given you to say, "I believe." And that's the starting point of all ministry. The words, "I believe," are a powerful testimony to God's truth, that truth which dwells in each one of our hearts. Those two little words, "I believe," acknowledge that God is with us even now. They say, "In no way am I orphaned, but instead I'm sealed into a relationship of permanence with God, who is my Father, through the precious blood of his Son, which was shed upon the cross for my sake." Those two little words, "I believe," are so powerful that even the gates of hell can't prevail against them. Matthew 16:18. They say the truth every week right here before God. Our Apostles' Creed, our Nicene Creed, our Athanasian Creed, they're words that we confess regularly. They're words that we should confess even now to our neighbors. Because that world is so much in need of that confession. This week's assurance is that God is with us. Christ is with us. Christ has sent his Holy Spirit to be with us. And he's the one that's going to help us to keep this new commandment to love one another as our Lord loves us. Pray. Please pray that that same Spirit opens our eyes and our hearts to be a reflection of God's love. And that we, with those new eyes opened, that we see with compassion and minister unceasingly to those who need the truthfulness of God. In that day, we will know that Jesus is in the Father and he is in us and we are in them. In that day, you will know that I am in my Father and you in me and I in you. That's the key verse for this week from our sermon text today, John 15:20. It's printed in our worship folders as always, and it's on that interactive worship page on our website as well. The day of resurrection, that's ours. But it's also our neighbors too. Let's not forget that. May we be a blessing to them in this week and in the weeks to come in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus. And to the glory of God as well. I'm going to jump right back up to the top of this sermon and say it again. We are a people of God. Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. Let that continue to be us, dear Lord. And help us to keep your commandments to the day of your return. Love us and continue to manifest yourself in us through your Spirit, dear God, that we may open our mouths before all whom we know and meet in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, we praise your name. You're with us, and we know it. Your Holy Spirit has been our comfort and our guide ever since we received it in the waters of our baptism. We just ask, dear God, that you help us to continue to go on proclaiming who you are to the world. We ask that you bless us, dear God, in this church and use us for the furtherance of your gospel. Bless those around us as well, especially those who are caring for us even now in the midst of this COVID-19 shutdown. Lord God, be with them and defend their hearts, but especially safeguard their bodies, that they might know your hand is there with them always. Lord, bless us this week as we go about the things that we're trying to accomplish. Bless our families as well. We're shut in with them. Help us to love them all the more. Draw us closer and closer together as families, but especially draw us closer and closer to you. For you are our Lord, our Father, our Savior, and the one who makes us holy. We ask this and ask your blessings upon us then, in Jesus' name. Amen. And may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, your Lord. Amen.